WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects every single one of us. Our mental health. I mean, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And sometimes it feels like staying afloat is a full-time job. But here's the good news. Building strong mental health foundations isn't about becoming some superhuman Zen master, it's about learning practical tools and strategies to navigate the ups and downs with more resilience and grace. Think of it like this. Your mental health is like that awesome house you've always dreamed of. You wouldn't just start throwing furniture in randomly, right? You'd lay a solid foundation, build sturdy walls, and create spaces that feel good and support your well-being. That's exactly what we're doing here today, building those mental health foundations brick by brick. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you build that unshakable mental focus. First up, practice self-awareness. Ever catch yourself spiraling down a negative foot rabbit hole? That's your brain screaming for attention. Learning to recognize your thoughts and emotions, the good, the bad, and the downright confusing is like having an internal GPS. It helps you understand what's going on inside and why you might be feeling certain ways. Next, cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a yoga guru or meditating for hours on end, though those things can be awesome. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, noticing your surroundings, your breath, even the little sensations of your feet on the ground. It's like hitting the pause button on that constant mental chatter and just being. Trust me, it's incredibly grounding. Now, make time for self-care. I know, self-care can sound like a fluffy buzzword, but seriously, this is crucial. It's about taking intentional actions to replenish your energy and well-being, whether that's getting some exercise, indulging in a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a long bath. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Speaking of love, nurture your relationships. Strong social connections are like mental vitamins. They boost happiness, reduce stress, and provide support when you need it most. Make time for the people who uplift you, make you laugh, and make life more meaningful. Finally, challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics whispering doubts and negativity, but don't let them run the show. When those pesky thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true, or what's a more helpful way to think about this? Learning to reframe your thinking can be a game changer for your mental well-being. Let me tell you, I've been there. Ever felt like you were drowning in stress, anxiety, or just plain overwhelm? Yeah, me too. One time, I had this huge presentation coming up and my brain was running a mile a minute with every possible disaster scenario. I could practically feel myself spiraling. But then I remembered these exact principles we're talking about today. So, what did I do? First, I practiced self-awareness. I acknowledged the fear and anxiety swirling inside. Then, I took a few deep breaths to ground myself in the present moment, embracing mindfulness. I also knew I needed some serious self-care, so I went for a run, listened to my favorite music, and got a good night's sleep. And when those negative thoughts started creeping back in, I challenged them head-on, reminding myself of my past successes and focusing on the positive aspects of the situation. Guess what? I rocked that presentation. Not only did I deliver a fantastic speech, but I also felt calm, confident, and in control throughout the entire process. It was a true testament to the power of these mental health building blocks. You see, it's not about being perfect or living a stress-free life, because let's face it, that's just not realistic. It's about developing the tools and strategies to navigate life's challenges with more resilience, grace, and a whole lot of inner strength. Remember, you've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these key takeaways today. Take a few minutes each day to practice self-awareness, cultivate mindfulness, prioritize self-care, nurture your relationships, and challenge those negative thoughts. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful reminders. Let's build a community of resilient, strong-minded individuals together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.